Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. My favorite band growing up, and one of many people's favorites to this day, is of course the Beatles. Anybody who knows anything about the Beatles knows how big they were in the 60s and 70s. The Beatles had their fingerprints over everything in that time, including the movies. United Artists was able to secure a deal with the Beatles to make a few movies, and saw it as an opportunity to release an album of the world's most popular band earlier than other record companies could. So when they made A Hard Day's Night, they saw the movie itself as an afterthought. This gave the Beatles, along with director Richard Lester, free rein to do whatever they wanted, basically. The result of this was a movie that became a cultural touchstone for musicals at the time, and earned so much money, it illustrates just how popular they were back then. A Hard Day's Night, as stated before, was directed by Richard Lester, who, to save on money, filmed it in black and white and with a cinema verite style to the popular band. It's basically a mockumentary-type film, showing a typical day in the life of the Beatles, and this way of filmmaking does help the film a lot, making it seem like we're watching the Beatles with no filter and acting as themselves. And in many respects, they are acting as themselves. The screenplay for the film was penned by Alan Owen, whom the Beatles chose personally because he had a specialty with dialogue from Liverpool. He had followed the Beatles around for a few days to get an idea of what they talked like and what he could add in the process. Owen was able to craft their stereotypes in the script. John was a cocky know-it-all with his brash language and foolish antics. Paul was the sensible one, often looking after his not-so-clean grandfather, who causes trouble on the tour. George was quiet, often only talking to prove a point or insult someone, and Ringo is dim-witted, often being the butt of a joke and the easily swayed one. The result was a script that not only commented on the Beatles' immense fame, but their unabashed confidence. The Beatles' main appeal was that they were presented as an all-around good boy band. But the film shows that it's far from the truth. Lester commented on how the film portrays the band as so caught up with fame that they could do whatever and act however they wanted. A lot of the film is them talking to people in their life with no respect whatsoever. But not to the point where you don't like them. They are very likable, and that's part of the Beatles' charm. The Beatles, while good in this film, are not the best actors, but the likability of each of them almost makes up for however little talent they have in that department. And I always imagine what the viewpoint of this film would be for someone who hadn't grown up on the Beatles. Maybe people over the age of 35 back then thought the Beatles were too brash and not as universal as people think they are now. But if there was any evidence of that, it had to have been drowned out by the maniacs of fans who praised and went to go see the film. The film was made on a very tiny budget of $500,000, and in the first week, made 16 times that much. 16 times! Thus making it one of the most profitable films ever made, at least percentage-wise. And for a very small film, it's really well made. Gilbert Taylor does the cinematography for the film. He had just come off of doing work on Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, and just like on that film, in A Hard Day's Night, he uses a multi-camera technique in his filming, which helped the Beatles even more as they didn't have to worry about hitting marks or anything. Once again, applying more to the observational perspective that Lester had employed in the film. And when the film came out, it was very highly praised by many contemporary critics and is still regarded as a masterpiece of cinema and is on many greatest films of all time lists. A Hard Day's Night was nominated for 2 Oscars. Of course, nominated for its score, but also for Best Screenplay. The popularity and immense profit the film made resulted in more films about the Beatles being made. Their second outing, Help, is good, at least for me since I grew up on it, but not as good as Hard Day's Night. Their third outing, Yellow Submarine, is much more highly regarded and, who knows, may even be a future episode. A Hard Day's Night has since been added to the home media company The Criterion Collection's slate of films, and was one of the first to be released in 4K Ultra HD. You can watch the film that way, or you can stream the film on Max, or check it out at your local library. And if you made it to the end of the video, I'm happy to announce that this film will be the first in the show's newest theme month, Musicians in Movies, where throughout all March, we will look at 5 films starring a musician in a major role. And next week, we go to the 90s, when we see why all eyes are on him. The West Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.